Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of The Overlay, a poker podcast brought to you by CCG Poker, Chicagoland's number one live charity poker experience. What's up, Brando?
What up?
WSOP's in town in Hammond,
yeah.
Chicago.
How to go for us.
You know, not better you than me this time. That's a first of a PLO tournament. You crushed it way harder than I did.
Right, I only lost 600.
Yeah, I mean, you busted before I did, but I fired three bullets at that bad mamma jamma.
I mean, to be fair, you busted twice before I busted.
Yeah,
true. Let's get it right here.
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of left that part out. I didn't think that was an important part of the conversation, but apparently
right,
you did.
We were just going to glide over that? No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
The nice thing is I walked past you like, I walked past you twice, and I was just like, yep. That one didn't work. I'm going to go back and fire another one of these bullets. It's the beauty of reentry.
Then you walk past me again, and then walk past me again and said, third time's a charm.
So let's do a micro episode here. This is episode 98. We're getting super close to 100. We're excited about it. Brandon and I were invited on Wednesday to do a live podcast at the Over Under Sports Bar, which is where CCG does the Chicago City events. So that's kind of cool. We're deciding on if and when and what we're going to do there. So I don't know. That might be a thing. But I wanted to micro-episode it up here on kind of like pre-98. We're going to talk about the WSOP schedule in Las Vegas, the actual WSOP, which I think when people say the WSOP, they're just referring to the Vegas, right? Just like the World Series of Poker versus like
right.
The circuit in Chicago or the circuit in Elgin or, you know, the Cherokee circuit or whatever. So when you say WSOP, it's just fair to just believe that people are thinking about the actual WSOP. But I want to talk briefly about you brought up a really good point, and that's why I want to mention it on the podcast, because I called you for my post-fuck-up, my post-poker recap, phone call, just so I can complain about what happened. Two funny things happened. One, I got it all in with double-suited aces, and our boy Alan Kessler said to me, boy, players wait all day for that. That's a dream scenario there. I was all in against two other players, which at first I was super excited about. Then I looked up the numbers and I was like, man, I'm only a 53% favorite against two other players. Like, that kind of sucks. But I would have gone from what, like 30K in chips to like 96 or something, 95?
Yeah, we'll just call it 100. 30
pretty,
to 100.
Pretty close, just shy of 100 with about probably, I mean, there were only six tables left, so that's already 54 players. We'd already lost a few, and I think top 32 got paid out. So we're getting close to the money. Not like really close, but like, you know.
It's like the pre-bubble.
It's the pre-bubble. Like, if I bink this $96,000, $97,000 whack, like, I'm very, like, my odds of cashing go from, like, I got to win a double up to, like, I could put it on cruise control and pretty
right, like
much
20% to 60%.
Yeah.
You know, like a triple up.
Yeah. I'm like pretty solid to cash this thing, which would basically leave me only a $1,200 loser with the min cash. But I thought it was really funny. I looked at it as I'm in for three bullets. I need to get 10th place to break even. And your response to me was what?
You just got to treat it like you drove to the horseshoe three separate times for three separate PLO tournaments.
Yeah.
And you break the first two, and then you're going to min cash the third one.
Yeah. You were like, because think about it. Like, if I played the deep stack at CCG three Fridays in a row, and I wouldn't consider myself on the third Friday going, man, I'm in for three buy-ins in this tournament, nobody would think about it that way. But yet, if
correct.
You re-enter in a tournament several times, I have the tendency of thinking I'm not in for 600. I'm in for 1800. Now I got to get like a min cash is like, well, who gives a shit that I still lost money on this tournament. But you were like, no, you can't think of it that way. You have to think of it as an individual tournament each and every time. It's a reset. That previous bullet doesn't count. It just goes in the book, says $600 tournament entry versus how many cashes you have. Right.
Right.
I was also upset about the fact that I got cold called by a gentleman who really had no business being in the hand, right? Like, it was a super gambling.
I forgot his hand, but it was
like
pretty gambling.
Ace jack 10 8 with
Not a suit to the ace.
One suit to the ace. He had the he had clubs. Ace jack of clubs. So one suit. It makes it like mediocrely better, but not much. And he cold called. There was a raise to 11,000. I went all into 30,000 or 430,000. Folds to, I believe he was the button, or the small blind or the big blind, which I guess would kind of make a difference considering which one was which. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was the big blind. So he was in for 3,000, but he still got to call 27,000. And the player behind him, who originally raised, who's got about 80K all day.
Yeah, that original guy could re-ISO and just jam.
Which is exactly what happened.
His range.
Big blind calls, the villain, villain number one calls, super villain number one calls, my 30,000 all in, 30,500. Goes back to the original OG better, and he just snap pots and goes all in for like 86,000. So he's got to call like another 56,000, which would have left him with like pennies, like 20K or something. I mean, like eight big blinds, yeah, seven just, big blinds, yeah. Which again, it's like just, it's like poker suicide. What are you doing? And sure enough, that's the gentleman. He flops the fucking straight 6-7-9 flop for his 8-10 for the nuts. One heart.
Well, you knew it was coming.
One heart for good guy me. Turns a heart. So I had heart for a winner at the end, but I didn't. Alan Kessler was sitting at my table, and he did say, oh, this is a spot people dream. PLO players dream about this spot. And I was mildly upset about the fact that I was only 53%. But again, Brandon, in his infinite wisdom, you guys get him on the podcast, so you have to listen to pre-recorded Brandon messages. For only $5.99 a month, you can too can call Brandon, and he will give you uplifting and wonderfully inspirational poker quotes when you need them the most. Brandon, I was very upset. I was like, man, how's this guy call? And you're like, yeah, it's a little gambly, which you probably didn't believe 100%, but you were like, I'm gonna give my boss like the
benefit. No, it's a little
gambly.
I mean,
it's a little gambly.
If he was last to act, sure,
totally.
But like, not the fact that you got an early position raiser in front of him to just re-ISO, like
who ripped pot, didn't like 2.5x the blinds. Like most people in the PLO tournament, I can only think
of basically like doubling.
They're just doubling or like maybe 2.5x. If you're 3x in the pot, which is close to a full pot bet, like the most you can rip it. But this guy ripped the max. Like he bet 11K, which was the maximum he could do, which I actually think it was 10-5, and I think they said it because he couldn't quite. But he bet like full-blown pot under the gun. Like, and he only had queens, which was weird. I guess he was really trying to isolate. But anyways, you told me that I was bitching about only being a 53% favorite against two other players to triple up my stack, really 3.5x my stack. And what was your inspirational quote to me that time?
Man, you're just giving me laughs.
Yep.
I was like, if you want to flip a coin with me, or I'm 53% and I get 3-1 odds, we can do that till your thumb falls off.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly what you said. And I was like,
that is exactly what I said.
Man, when you explain it that way, you want to flip a coin and I get 53% of the time I win, which is a slight edge of the 50-50 coin flip. And on top of that, every time I win, I get 3.5 times the bet to.
Yeah, I get 350, but you only get 100.
And do you want to win
47%
of the time? Oh, yeah. No, I guess Alan Kessler was right all along. This is a fucking dream spot for PLO players. I totally bricked
it. Pretty dreamy.
I didn't win, but I felt much better about it after that. So thank you for I'm not only the president of the Brandon Inspirational Quote Club, I'm also a member, which is great. All right, I'm done rambling about the WSOP circuit event.
You mini bubbled. You didn't really bubble.
I didn't bubble.
You had a spot to cash.
I did. I felt like that was I felt like I got it in good. I didn't play poorly all night. The few times that I busted, the other two times I busted, like I flopped a set and I was up against a big draw, which is basically like another 50-50. I lost every 50-50 flip I had, which in PLO. Well, you're not going to go far if you can't win a 50-50.
Same thing in Hold'em. You can't win a race. Sure. You hold 'em. You're never going to go very far.
It feels harder in PLO or something. I don't know. Like
it's just different races. You know, it's not ace king versus queens. It's sets against raps.
Right. And you got backdoor draws.
The same
and, yeah. So like, I never faded anything when I needed to fade, and I never hit anything when I needed to hit. And then when I flop like full blown monsters, like top set with the nut. flush draw and a straight redraw, like I got no action. Like, fuck, should have listened to the previous episode, bet sizing rules for no limit hold'em, and applied them to Pot Limit Omaha, but I didn't. So I guess that serves me correctly. All right, 10 minutes in, let's talk about the WSOP, the real WSOP.
I was about
WSOP.
To say, I'm not even going to get into my
no, nobody wants to hear about your fine. Bad beat stories.
Nobody wants to hear my
just
experience.
About mine.
Right.
WSOP fine. Schedule is out. 99 events for this summer, starting May 28th, which with actually event number one is no longer the casino employees event, which I'm kind of disappointed by. I feel like the...
To be fair, it's event number two.
And it's 2 hours after the first one, but there's a... I feel like they should have switched these two or like just made it better. Event number one, $5,000 champion reunion, no limit hold'em freeze out. What is that? Is that like a... You have to be a former... like?
No, it's actually really sick if you click on the structure sheet.
Uh-huh.
So it's a 5K... That. It's a 5K freeze out, no re-entries,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
like a reunion supposed to be for all of the prior winners to play in it. I don't know if they're getting free seats in it. Or
which is fine. I love playing with those
which
guys.
Which is fine.
Super cool.
If you knock out a former champion, you get a free main event seat.
Okay, so that's the rub.
That's where the reunion comes in, where they want Hashem and Raymer and
Chris Moneymaker all, you know, and...
Jamie Gold and all the yeah. prior, all the up ones,
all the bust
want them
outs.
All to be playing. Chris Money, yeah, Moneymaker, you said that. You know, you mm-hmm. knock him.
Doyle knock Brunson.
Out, you get a event seat.
That would be weird if he wow. played. Yeah, sorry. That was uncalled for. Too early for that joke.
I don't know. It's getting there, but.
Yeah, it's close. Well, that's a cool
there
tournament.
Was a 5 second little, 5 second little joke. There was a high stakes cash in going on at CCG on the TV. And the guy's like, I think this is new. And the other guy's like, I don't think so. And the guy's like, you want to bet? And then the guy's like, well, Doyle's on it, so I'm pretty sure it's not new.
I thought you meant, I got you. No, this is definitely new, bro.
Like,
nah, I'm pretty sure it's a rerun. How do you know?
Pretty well, sure it's a rerun.
That guy's dead, so pretty sure we're not going to get through on that one. Well, that's a cool tournament to start with. It is eight-handed as well, so it's an eight-handed freeze-out tournament. But I kind of feel like for the WSOP, that's a little redundant. The fact that they have to throw in freeze out, but yet they don't call the main event a freeze out, even though it is a freeze out.
Yeah.
Feel like they could have just been like, I get it. They don't want people to buy in for 5K and think they can buy in multiple times. Cause in this case, unlike Ken's PLO debacle, you are not allowed to fire more than one bullet. All right. Casino employees ones, you know, that's just cool. WSOP $500 kickoff. No limit hold'em freeze out. More freeze outs this year. I'm only three events in and two thirds of them are freezes outs.
Freeze yeah, outs. I like that. I like that 500 freeze out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a 500 is historically an event where people are throwing 5, 6, 7,
many
8,
bullets.
9, 15 bullets
yeah.
into it.
Even for the
and
average
I mean, that
player.
Is, right. Even for me and you, I mean, if we're going to go play a 500,
I can fire
gonna
two
have 1,500 in our
yeah.
pocket.
Yeah. Four might be
but that
four.
Is how they get those prize pools so high.
The line on a $500 tournament for me to when I think it's excessive would be like three and a hook. Like at three, I don't feel like it's excessive. At four buy-ins, I was feeling excessive. I really didn't want to try to, and I did get a hand at the end, and I bet pot in the PLO tournament, the last hand before break when I had like 40K in chips, and I bet pot to try to double.
Either win or rebuy.
Win or rebuy. And I didn't need to. I had 40K. You only start with 25, so I already had a halfway decent stack, relatively speaking. But, yeah, 3.5 is the number for that. Let's see what else we got. All right, our first mixed game event, event number four, $1,500 Omaha High-Low. You know, High-Low's cool.
Yeah, High-Low's, yeah.
And I don't want to talk about each one. I'm just kind of going through here so, like, the players.
For sure.
The people listening can kind of understand. Event number five, $1,000 Mystery Millions No Limit. I really enjoyed the Mystery Bounty the first year they did it, which was, what, 2 years ago? I really yeah. enjoyed that tournament. I thought it was super well done. It was kind of like the kind of diamond in the rough of, like, prize pool to, like, number of players. It kind of – I think it got way more players than they anticipated because, like, it was a shit show, but –
I like how if you get like a golden ticket, you got to go to like the treasure chest.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool way to do it.
10K or something.
Yeah. And there's obviously a $1 million bounty in there, which is, I mean, it's amazing. I'm,
did,
Go ahead.
Did we ever figure out if there's a difference between Mystery Millions and a Mystery Bounty? Is it just a Mystery Millions is a Mystery Bounty with a $1 million bounty?
Mystery Millions.
Remember we were asking that question like last year on the podcast.
Okay,
what's the difference between Mystery Millions?
So it's both. Top bounty guaranteed $1 million. First place is also guaranteed $1 million.
So it's like a
double. So it's why it's a double. So they probably listen to the podcast and they're like, that is confusing. Let's just make them both the answer. Meaning.
I like it.
For $1 million the first and $1 million. Because I do kind of hate when mystery bounty tournaments, like the mystery aspect of it is worth more than first place. Like, I don't think there should ever be a mystery bounty tournament where the guy who wins the tournament or girl, it's 2024, the poker player who wins, I got it. I'll get there. I'm trying, folks. I'm trying. The poker player who wins shouldn't get less money than some random person that just fucking draws $1 million ticket. Like, I love the idea of trying to draw for $1 million. Like, that's super cool. But, like, I love this. This is a much better structure. This is very good. I dig the fact that first place is going to be guaranteed $1 million. And in all honesty, it might be more. So that actually might be
so
one.
I think if you want to go at the beginning of the series,
yeah.
I mean, you can
this
pair
is a great
that
time.
500.
So this is Yeah, this is a Thursday 10 a.m. flight. So this is the flight A for is 10 a.m., which I super dig because I feel like we can get a ton of early action in this one because the normal poker player, they ain't getting up before 1, which means we're getting like 4 or 5 levels of some good action with the old crews, which I like. I like the 10 a.m. start time. And it's a Thursday, so if you wanted to go for a weekend, this is probably first pick. If you're an early WSOP or you want to go out there early, this is probably the weekend to go. Thursday, May 30th, play the Mystery Millions. Let's see what else you got.
The problem is that the day 2 isn't until Monday.
No.
So you are
right?
There all weekend. Yeah, there's a day. Yeah, there's like 4
Friday's,
flights.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure that's right. Maybe my first.
Friday flight, Saturday flight, Sunday flight. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, folks. I did give you a bad a bad first pick. That does seem rough. But hey, here's the deal. Go for the weekend. If you make it to day 2, are you in the money?
Probably. Yeah, because you can probably hit the money on somewhere in that day 1, I'm assuming.
They got really close the first year they did it. It is a 3-day event. I'm looking at Dealer's Choice. Who gives a shit about that?
Yeah, day 2, and there's a day 3.
Yeah, it is a 3-day tournament. So hey, here's the deal. Go for the weekend. If you make it to day 2, great. Fucking call in sick to work.
I mean, if you make it to day 3, you're down to, like, the final couple tables.
You make it to day 3, call your boss in the afternoon, be like, hey, bucko,
right,
I quit. I win $1 million in Vegas. I'm not coming home for, like, a week. My wife already knows that's part of the plan. If I win 7 figures, however it happens, daddy's gone for at least 4 days.
Right,
like,
10 days.
Imagine, like, 0 dark 30, 0 dark 4 for dad. I'm gone for 4 days.
I'll answer my phone.
No, I'll come out on the other side, but like I just don't expect to talk to me before then. All right, what else we got in here during that week? If that's the first weekend to go, there's a Dealer's Choice tournament, but that's the same day.
Yeah,
so, but you could switch around these mystery bounty.
You
tournaments.
Can play the different.
You play Friday. I kind of like
so
Dealer's
I,
Choice.
I'm seeing a theme of a lot of lower buy-in. Mixed events.
Yeah, this is 1,500.
A lot of 1,500s.
That's a good, I don't mind that at all. Here we
first
go. Here's
PLO
our
PLO tournament is event 8. Yeah.
I kind of really, really think this is Ken's top choice right now. Granted, I'm only 8 events in out of 100, but 5K is a little bit more manageable
than 10K.
I was nervous about the 10K. I'm not going to lie. I was very nervous about the 10. It took me a little while to get into the game, and then when I finally got comfortable, I took those 2 really bad beats in a row, and I was not mentally able to not let it affect me. I did, and I was a little starstruck.
And I wasn't in the best mindset either. Literally flying in from Cancun.
Yeah.
Remember, my debit card wasn't working. I'm like, I need all the money you got, man.
I gave you all my cash, and then I had no cash left.
You gave me everything you had. I was like, I'm trying to piece together $10,000 because I didn't want to fly on the airplane with all that money. Mm-hmm. And
from Mexico to Chicago or to Vegas.
From Mexico to LA to Vegas. Yeah. So
those are not key choices to be carrying around with money because you're going to get flagged for something. So the first you know, PLO specific event. There was an 08 event earlier, but I really love this 5K PLO. I feel like you're still going to get a ton of the big star names out there, as well as, you know, it's a very expensive tournament. 5K is a lot of money. It's like 2/3 of a Rolex, but I also feel like, I feel like I'd be a little bit more comfortable in a 5K.
Yeah,
right or wrong.
Because we can lose and buy. We can buy.
I still got five more bullets to pay something else. Right. I put all my eggs in a basket. All right. What else we got in that weekend? First weekend of the WSOP. Here's a $1,500 limit hold'em. Meh.
Yeah. 10K 08. I'm skipping through to like Tuesday.
Ooh. Sunday, June 2nd. $1,500 Badoogie. Hell yeah! I might just do that for fun. Ooh, it is your birthday. It's 30 days before I turn 44.
Do you know how to play Badoogie?
Do I know how to play Badoogie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta I understand you know the rules of Badoogie.
All right, well, that's a good question. You asked me if I know how to play. Yes, I know how to play. Can I play basketball? Absolutely. Should I be playing in any kind of competitive basketball league? Probably not. I can't even beat Phil, and he's 50.
Yeah, but Phil's good.
I'm just my point. Like, I can't beat an overage, washed up 50-year-old guy with a ponytail. I can't even come close, like, not even remotely close. So, should I be playing in a Badoogie tournament? No. Do I think it might be kind of fun? Maybe.
So, I'm looking at Tuesday, June 4th.
Okay.
If you want to go out during the week, you could play the 1K Super Turbo Bounty.
Which is cool.
And it is a Super Turbo, but it is a freeze out.
It's
so
Super Turbo like we're used to playing. I mean, they're like 20-minute levels. So, like, it's, and you get 20K starting stacks. So, it's not like what we think of in the Chicagoland area as a turbo. Like, it's fast for the WSOP, but those are marathons in general. And the structure is actually really good. Like, they don't skip any levels.
It's just a freeze out, so you're not going to have guys going just shoving darts and just rebuy. So you can pair that.
I do like
and
that.
And on Wednesday the 5th, you can play an 800 event 17.
Yep.
And then you can play, if you don't want to play that 800, there's a 1500 PLO.
Just saw that.
You can go during the week there and pair two or three or four tournaments.
Can I play the 5K PLO on Friday, May 31st, stay through the weekend, and then still play the $1,500 PLO? That's going
to
be
tough. My Lord. Fight. Now I made it to event 20. I'm trying to speed us up here since you were on a time frame. And you're talking about every damn event.
I got a half an hour still, so we're cool. Folks, hang on for this ride because it's great.
Hang out for this one. All event 20. Holy smokes.
Event 20. Gladiators of Poker. Holy shit, what is that?
$3 million?
Dear Lord, are you kidding me? No way that's real.
So there's one, two, three, four flights. And there's two re-entries per flight. So in theory, you can only throw 12 bullets at it. Three bullets a day for 4 days.
You and I are the best. We don't think about what's the best time to play optimally for the schedule. We're like, okay, I can fire 12 bullets in this thing.
And 30K starting, 30-minute levels. That's like,
good. And then
that's
once
a CCG deep stack.
And then if you make it to day two, they go to 40-minute levels. So they do go up. Which is nice. Why does it start in level 14? I guess they don't care about the earlier ones. Oh, there I go. It's on the left hand side here. I was like, man, they just start with 3K, 6K, but that's not true. Yeah, that's going to be a massive, massive, massive field. So here's the deal.
And again, only two re-entries. That's kind of huge because again, these 500s, like the Goliath or whatever it was
structure-wise,
called, the Colossus.
Yeah, structure-wise, like, it's awesome. Know, However, this is the early bird version. This is the Black Friday early bird version of
from the
WSOP, because this is going to be a massively overcrowded. Everything's going to suck. You're never going to be able to go to the bathroom. All the pizza's going to be gone. It's going to be left with like that shitty vegan pizza that nobody eats, or like there'll be pineapples on the stuff. Like, sorry, we don't have any cheese, pepperoni, or sausage. It's going to be a shit show. However, for a $300 buy-in, first place is going to be, I mean, it's going to be seven figures for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, like 300,000 maybe. I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think the number
numbers
of players?
Wise?
Yeah, just player wise. 12. How many flights?
Four flights.
Yeah, 4 day. Four day ones. What do you think?
I'm just going to throw out a random number here based on like the biggest Colossus ever being like 22,000.
Jesus.
And that's with unlimited rebuys.
True.
I'm going to put this one around like 15,000.
Yeah, I would have said 18 was a good line. If you said 15, I would probably smash the over. I don't think it'll be under 15. I think between 15 and 18 is a good range. But it's the good with the bad, right? Like, this is an awesome tournament. For $300, you're going to win a massively the potential is for a massive payday. But then again, you're going to have to fight your way through crowds and kind of...
Yeah, and this is where I get into my, like, time value of Vegas.
Yeah, I would love to play this.
4 days, get 78th place,
right,
and get 5K or whatever it is. I'm just making up a number. But
what I was saying, too, is, like, I would kind of love to play this PLO 800, even if I just flew out to play in that tournament, like if I played the 5K and then worked and then, you know, whatever, because I theoretically couldn't stay in Vegas for this long from Friday to Friday, like a week. My wife's not going to let me go for a week. But I would say like the $1,500 PLO loses interest to me because it's during the same time as this Gladiators of Poker. I don't want to deal with the crowds. $1,500 shootout, PLO.
Yeah, shootouts are awesome.
Shootouts are cool.
Can we talk about a shootout for 2 seconds?
Yeah,
it's probably your easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
The definite easiest way to make a WSOP final table is in a shootout.
Yep.
You got to win what? 3 sit and goes or 2 sit and goes?
Probably 2.
One of those two. 2 sit and goes, probably 3. Either way,
yeah,
2 or 3 sit and goes, and you're at the damn final table.
Yeah.
Now I understand that, Brandon. It's pretty hard to win 3 sit and goes in a row.
No,
I'll tell you what, it's a lot harder to navigate 4 days through a flight with all these pros and stack sizes. Like, you're basically repeating the same situation.
Like, your table draw is so much better. And then, like, if you get a good table draw, like, you're locked in. You're there the whole time. Like, you're playing with the same people until they're out of the tournament. Like, you get so much more. Like, I bitched, like, in the PLO tournament, I went literally right back to my same table. Different seat, but same table. And you're like, that's a good thing. Like, you've already played with those guys. You know what's what. Like, you know who to stay away from, who not to, who's bluffing a lot. You know, like, you've got information on these players, whereas a whole brand new table, you got no idea. Like, shootouts are perfect for that because you get to know these people very well.
Plus, there's not 15 different stages of the tournament where you got to know what to do in all 15.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, 3. It's the beginning of the sit and go, the middle of the sit and go, and it's shorthanded. And there's probably going to be a time where you're down to 15, 20 bigs, and you can play perfectly pretty much by the charts anyways. It's like we say it all the time. Me and you are the most comfortable playing 20 big blind poker.
Yep.
You can never really win it. You can never really win a tournament.
No.
Being at 20 big blinds the whole time.
But shootout, you can.
Sit and goes. You can win sit and goes.
Hell yeah.
By being at 20 big blinds the whole time.
I miss sit and goes so much. Like in the old days, like I never played the big Sunday millions and shit. That just never interested me. Like you talked about, my value of time was, I just didn't think I could do it. I didn't want to lock in for a 12, 13 hour deal on full tilt. But yet I would rip $120, $115, $109 sit and goes. I loved those. And I feel like my win rate on the sit and goes were always really good. I just happened to punt all of the money playing cash game as quickly as possible. That was just my leak. But anyways, so yeah, shootout, super cool tournament. I love it. I think that's a good one. Again, it is during the Gladiator, so that's a thing. Let's see what else we got here. 25K high roller, don't care about that. $1,500 Big O, another Omaha tournament. Big O is 5-card PLO where you play high-low. I don't know how comfortable I am playing that. I never know what the nuts are, and I always feel like it's a little bit tougher. You just got to kind of play your cards, but maybe that's a good thing for Omaha. You just playing your cards.
Yeah.
Like second nut straight, second nut flushes don't ever really win in Big O, right?
No, they're tough.
Not very often.
They're tough. And, and it's high low, so you got to win both.
Yeah, winning players are not playing king high flushes in Big O unless they already have the nut low, in which case they're just hoping to scoop. Other than that, it ain't happening. Deuce of Seven triple draw. We're not going to play in that. $600 mixed no limit hold'em PLO Omaha Deep Stack. I know the guy who won this last year or maybe 2 years ago. He's a Texas player. I played with him a few times. He was all right. Some kind of fireman, fireman Josh or something. Anyways, that's a cool tournament. I love the no limit PLO combination.
Joe?
I don't know.
Joseph Dunnelly?
He might have won 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I dig this. I like no limit. I like PLO.
Round by round action.
Yeah, I feel like you get more players in this tournament than you do if you just did a $600 PLO event. Because like some no limit players are like, well, it's only half PLO. So like, I don't know. I feel like I have a huge advantage in PLO and I'm giving up a pretty big advantage in no limit. But I think the difference in those advantages, I still come out ahead. So I wouldn't mind playing that one.
You know, I agree. That's kind of one of the smartest things you've ever said.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Here's another $1,500 seven card stud. I'm just only mentioning this because of the fact that they're doing a lot more low ones, low buy-ins.
Yeah, it's a lot of 1,500s. They're trying to make the mixed games great again, you know?
I love mixed games. I feel like it's the worst thing in poker is that it's just so focused on no limit. Here's a $600 PLO. $1,500 horse.
June 12th.
10K big O, 15. Oh, here we go. Back to the event 38. $1,500 monster stack. Another multi flight one. I think you could play in other $1,500 tournaments that are better.
I feel like this is the best 1,500.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would rather play a $1,500 mystery because I feel like that aspect is more enticing.
50K 1 hour levels.
Oh, that's the $1,500 monster stack.
Yeah, the monster stack.
That's pretty good.
It's probably the best 1,500.
You're right. No gamble, gamble. I like gamble, gamble. No gamble, no future. I want to gamble.
50K, high roller, dude, monster nuts. Stack. Oh, here we go. Event 41. This is kind of how you know we're into new age poker.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 half hold'em, half PLO, double board bomb pot tournament.
Jesus. So wait, is no limit double board as well or just a PLO set?
Yeah. No,
oh my.
No limit. So you're playing strictly double board bomb pots in a tournament setting. Round by round.
What?
Yeah, pretty wild. This is 2024 poker for
okay,
you.
Well, it's a little bit different than that. The double board bomb pot occurs on the first hand of every game change. All players must ante for the bomb pot. A separate button will be used and move one position every eight hands to determine who has the button for each bomb pot. The main button will freeze during the bomb pot and resume after bomb pot.
Okay, so it's a bomb
not
pot
every orbit. Yeah. So it's kind of it's not full blown degen, but it's like that's apocalyptic poker right there is double board bomb pot. Although I would
thought it was all the whole tournament.
I would have played that. There 1,000%. I will take this bet on everybody. There will be people complaining to the floor. I thought it was double board bomb pot every single hand. And then they're going to be mad that it's not. You and I included, except we listened to the podcast of the overlay. So now we know. That's a super cool tournament, though. I love the fact that they're mixing shit up and kind of making it. They're making poker great again.
So then you got the 10 card seven. Obviously, there's going to be a 10K of every single game.
Average
because those
average
are the championship.
Guys. Yeah, nobody cares.
Right. We ain't touching those. Those are for pros only. They're small fields.
$1,500. $1,500 mixed PLO 08 and Big O. I like that one. They've done that before. That's a cool tournament.
Yep.
What else we got? 10K horse, 1K seniors.
Then you got the 1K seniors is an absolute smash tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
people love it.
When I talk to people at the, like, even early bird players at CCG, they're like, I'm going to go play the seniors. I'm going to go play the 1K seniors.
It's a wonderful price point. $1,000 is not enough for retired folks to get out there and play, right? Is it 55 to play in it?
I think it's 50.
I'm going to check right now.
50. Yeah, it must be at least 50.
Where do you see that?
Right on it. 46.
Third line. Must be at least 50 years of age. One re-entry per flight. So that's a great tournament. So if you're over 50, which I'm getting closer to, I like that idea. Senior events always a
good one. Hey, you know what happens when you turn 50, right?
You can play senior events?
You play the senior tour, right?
Also a senior tour.
PGA?
It's true.
Yeah.
Let's see. The $100,000 high roller no limit is Tuesday, June 18th at noon, if anybody wants to know that schedule. Here's a 1K PLO tournament on June 18th right afterwards. So, again, they're doing more PLO
like
events.
That.
I love that. I might go out for that one.
So it's nice that like you've said that four times and now you can pick a week and or a weekend never, where you can actually go
I've
out.
Never done that. I've always done like I'll pick one tournament I want to play in. Like last year it was the 10K PLO and we went for that and that was that. And I we're kind of redoing it a little bit, but now I feel like some of these now there's so many more
smaller stuff. It's like why put 10K in that when I can just
it's a 2-day tournament
three separate times.
Like I could fly out Tuesday morning, get there at noon, play the 2:00, have a room Tuesday night, check out in the morning, and then it's only a 2-day tournament. Like I'll just keep my stuff
schedule a red eye for that night.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
And just rip it.
And yeah.
And if and I hope I have to change the flight to the next day and scramble to find a room at 1:00 in the morning because I won the PLO 8-1K. That'd be great. Let's see what else we got. Rez Super Turbo Bounty. Vent 51. That's cool. I mean, I think it's just a regular bounty tournament, right? $500 bounty on each player. So if you're a regular bounty player,
basically the same one I was talking about earlier in the series for $1,000. Now they got one for $1,500.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good price.
All right, maybe the Millionaire Maker is the best $1,500, but you don't get the structure that you get. Millionaire Maker is 25K, 60-minute levels.
Obviously,
so you get half a starting stack.
$1 million for first place. So if I guess you got to take it into account. Do you want the idea of playing for first place money of $1 million? Or do you want a much better structurally sound tournament? You decide. Which one do you want?
Ooh.
WSOP gives you both options. What's ooh?
Scrolling over to event 65, they got a 5K senior high roller. I've never seen that. That's got to be new.
Poker Players Championship, Super Seniors, No Limit still. Okay, hold on. Where are we at?
65.
63. 64. Holy shit. 5K senior high roller. That's a cool. I like that. I like that.
Then we move to event 66, which is what we played last year. The 10K.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be playing that this year. Let's see.
What's this 500 salute to warriors?
I'm sure it's like part of a like charitable charity
thing. Oh yeah, yeah. Proceeds donated to the USO and other veteran.
Which is cool.
I thought you had to be like a veteran to play. No. I was like,
that'd be cool. But it's not.
It would be.
Let's see. What else we got? Colossus. Is the weekend of the 28th, right before the main event.
So if you can't make that 300 gladiator at the beginning of the series, they put a little 400 colossus at the end of the series for you. Now this 10K ladies championship, is that... Okay, so it's 1K for ladies? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a 10K ladies championship. It's a 10K ladies championship, but women get to play
for a $9,000. Yeah.
It's the way that they make sure that it's not truly a women's only tournament. Men can play, but you're going to pay 10x the price. And frankly, guys, if you want to play in this, great way to meet a poker girlfriend, maybe. Although they're probably going to hate you for most of the time, so you better be super charming and handsome and rich. So I would do fine. But everybody else, you're probably fucked.
Moving on. Some more colossuses.
Brandon just doesn't even acknowledge my comment there.
Well, what am I going to say? I don't know. I'm driving. It's raining. I mean, people are texting me. I got a lot going on right now. You're just sitting in a cozy office.
Yeah.
Talking to your microphone.
Just chilling. Be like, no, let's talk about more about the ladies championship and how I would do fine. What else we got? Tag team back again. Tag team tournament.
All right, I'm going to look at the tag team.
Yeah. Monday, July 1st. Two players per team each must register together. 1K per person. Looks like you're getting 20K stacks, 60-minute levels.
See, I despise this term.
Because it's not a true tag team. You're playing one. You're playing one stack.
Me and your sister could play this tournament. She plays one orbit, and I play the rest of the tournament.
And then it's our tag team. And that's a tag team. Yeah. It should be called like the... I don't know, like the horse race.
You should be forced to play.
Yeah. I like the way
I know it would be such a mess where you I like the way that we do it or the HPT did it or
you nailed the head on the donkey. You nailed
it. It's such a logistical nightmare to do for 2,000 people. Do it.
Yeah.
We can do it at CCG with 80 people and 40 teams.
How are you gonna do this on the WSOP stage is impossible.
Therefore, can't stand it. Anyways, moving on.
Not a true tag team.
10K mystery. 10K mystery bounty.
That's pretty cool.
What 1K about the mini main.
Yeah, I love the mini main. 60K in chips, 30-minute levels. So again, you're kind of right in that I love when the WSOP, this is why they're the WSOP. They're very good at figuring out, like, all right, you want $1 million first place, you're going to get less chips to start. You want a better structure, then we're taking away that $1 million guarantee for the $1,500 buy-in. 1K buy-in, 30-minute levels, 60K starting stacks. Like, that's a good... They're a good balance of tournaments. Like, this is another very valuable tournament. It's on a Tuesday. It looks like there's no flights in this one. It's just it's a 3-day tournament starting on July 2nd. I might play this for my birthday just because.
So I'm looking at, like, you know, most of our people that are somehow still listening to this 45 minutes in are trying to, like, plan trips. Again, if you want to be home by the 4th of July, but you could go out there. You can go out there on, like, Sunday, June 30th, play the last flight of the Colossus for right. 400. Then you can play, if you want to do the tag team on Monday, you can do that. If not, you got the mini main on Tuesday. And then the only way you're not home by the 4th of July is if you're super deep in the mini main. And then you had a nice little Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday leading into the 4th of July where you get to play the Colossus and the mini main for $1,400, mm-hmm. $2,800 if you're rebuying each of them. And that's a nice little 3-day trip. I mean, I like when they pair tournaments together that players can, like, play if they bust. That's all I got.
True. All right. Then you're
and
up
then
to
if you want to stay even longer in Independence Day celebration. What's this?
Yeah. New one. $800, two flights. Looks like no guarantee on it, which is a little different. I would have thought there'd be something cooler. Payout start on day one, so that's good. This is a new event. It's just an $800 4th of July tournament. It's kind of cool.
And that brings us to event 81, the 10K main.
Yeah, everybody loves the main. Starts on July 3rd.
Same as always, right? They do like 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, then it runs through like whatever, the 12th or 13th.
Yeah, there's 4-day ones, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then...
The
first day two is Sunday, and the second day two is Monday, and then I think at that point everybody's back on the same schedule on Tuesday. So that's cool. I like that one. $1,500 8-game mix, also pretty cool. $600 ultra stack no limit. That one does. I think they're, you know, that's fine. It is what it is.
It's more like that's kind of a third little
bullet to
you
fire.
You got the Gladiator of Kamehameha, you got the Colossus of Kamehameha, you got the Ultra Stack. It's a nice value tournament. I mean, you get 60K, 30-minute levels. People that are out there grinding the whole series and, again, don't care about their time this and would love to just sit in a 600 and get value out of there. I just want to play poker all day. Well, here you go. 60K, 30-minute levels, WSOP event. Have at it.
Flip and Go is still a thing. Monday, July 8th, $1,000 Flip and Go. It's interesting.
1K Mystery Bounty PLO. There you go.
You just beat me to the punch. I love that.
That's and you. That's all
multiple
you.
Multiple flights. Flight A, flight B, two flights. That's pretty cool.
Oh, Kenny, you're going to have to go out at this time because then Thursday, July 11th, event 90 is a $1,500 six max PLO.
Yep.
This is one of the ones where I would want to fly out, play the Mystery Bounty, play the 1,600 PLO. I would go off for those two tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty solid day. I mean, again, if you've got a budget and you're trying to figure out a way to spend the most amount of money, or I'm sorry, not you know what I mean, get the most for the amount of money that you're putting in, this is a really cool Omaha schedule. But you and I are Omaha degenerates, so we love it. But I love the Mystery Bounty in Omaha. I don't think anybody else plays Mystery Bounty. We should do that at CCG because it's kind of fun.
We should.
Yeah.
We should.
I love the idea that they're doing a 3K mid-stakes, like just kind of a new $3,000 like, you know, it's bigger, but not 5K. Like, I feel like 5, you scare away a lot of players. 3K, I feel like you can, for the WSOP type crowds, like, this is that's a good range to get a decent field, you know?
It's for all the people that busted out of the main and they're like, is it worth it to stay in Vegas longer? Well, 3K championship kind of is. That's a new tournament. I like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then you're right. Wednesday, July 10th is the Mystery Bounty. And then Thursday, they got a PLO six-handed. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to do that for sure. All right. 3K Horse, Lucky Sevens, which they've been doing for years. This is another one of those Colossus kind of very, you know, smaller buy-ins. 30, 40 minute levels, 40K starting stack, $7,777 guaranteed. Kind of kitschy, but cool.
Kind of catchy.
Yep. 10K no limit hold'em championship six handed. Poker Hall of Fame. We don't qualify for that. Here's a 3K pot limit Omaha six handed, 97. We're getting towards the end here. Event 98.
Then the closer.
The closer. Yeah. What's that 1500 like? Yeah, 30 minutes, 50K.
30 minutes.
Yeah, no, not bad. And then the very end.
It is interesting that it used to be like the main event, three more events, and a closer.
Yeah.
Now the main event is 81, and they're going to 100. So there's still 99.
I know I mentioned to earlier that why did they choose 99 events? Like, why wouldn't they have just thrown in one more event? I feel like they should have just done event number 100, $100 fucking something. I don't know. Like, I find it really funny that they chose exactly 99 events. It's just a weird number to end on. They could have easily done 100.
Next question I have for you, and I know you don't know the answer, so sorry to ask a question I know you don't have the answer to in a podcast. Mm-hmm. You gave me layups. I gave you fadeaway threes at the buzzer.
Sure.
Yeah. Are they not doing online bracelets, or do they just not include it in the schedule?
Because
in previous years, they had been included in the schedule.
Yeah, for sure. I did not notice that, but I guess they're not. They're not on the list. So, I mean, how could they be WSOP sanctioned? Like,
unless there's a whole separate, like
WSOP series. Online.
Yeah, WSOP online series or something like
Let's
that.
Let's find out. Oh, play now promotions, how to play limits. Yeah, maybe they're not doing it. You're right. That is weird. Why did they take those away?
Because remember last year it was like 90 something events with all those online events, and you're like, these are stupid. Another online event. Skip that.
I feel like if I want a bracelet,
to include those.
Right. If I want a bracelet in the poker room versus want a bracelet online, I just don't feel like the online bracelet is as valuable to most poker players as, and maybe it's not, I guess it's all about the dollar amount, but I don't know, as a kind of traditional poker player, I feel like playing traditional poker should be a better, you know, the accolades of winning a bracelet should be more than I played an online tournament while in Vegas sitting in my hotel room in my underwear. Seems not as cool. There's a lot of good stuff in here, Brando. I hadn't looked through it. My brain hasn't quite wrapped around it. So maybe in the next week or so, maybe next week, we'll actually have like a little recap of like what we think is a cool package. As in like, all right, if you're looking to do this.
Yeah, here's four different times you can go out there.
We just kind of went over the whole schedule. I feel like we should kind of give them like an idea. Because like you said, if you're an Omaha player and you've got, you know, $3,000 to spend in buy-ins, like Mystery Bounty and some and that 1K.
And then really there's that 3K like 4 days later. So if you're going to stay out there for a week, mm-hmm. you can play the Mystery Bounty, the 1500 and the 3K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, 5,500 bucks. That's half of what we spent on the one tournament.
Yeah. I can still play cash game intermittently and possibly play like, and we haven't even gone into like the Venetians and the Wins and the Arias and the other poker rooms that are going to have stuff as well. So there's so much in Vegas in the summer for poker players. It is literally a poker player's dream. So anyways, we're going to end on that. Thank you for listening as always. Stay tuned to both CCG social media and the Overlay, our Twitter handle. We're getting some more follows on Twitter at the Overlay Pod. So check us out on there. We'd love to be able to talk to some more poker players, and we might possibly do a live version of the podcast. Not quite sure what that's going to look like, but it might be kind of fun over at the sports bar at the Over and Under in Chicago. Other than that, Brando, I'm excited for this summer.
Yeah,
this is a good schedule.
I kind of think I'm going to end up making two or three small trips.
Yeah, I dig that. I like the 2 or 3 day small trips because it's also much more likely that I can get away for 2 or 3 days at a time versus
especially when it's during the week. We don't even have to miss work. It's like, man.
This is a great idea. Well, cool. I love it. Get us out of here, Brando.
Farewell, all. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.